Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am going to be with you today for about 55 minutes. Now, this today is a little bit of a veering from my normal program. We are really going to learn something today. How about that? Yeah, rather than just, you know, whatever. But the other piece is this, AI. We're hearing all kinds of things about it. Well, you know what? We have to, it's not going to go away. Trust me when I tell you, there's too much power and there's too much money pushing it. You think the, what was it, dot revolution or was it, I forget, one of them. I was there for the American Revolution and then so the last one. But bottom line, these two folks today, they're doing an, would it be fair to say informational course at BCC? About AI, and it's for people at every level. That's the other piece I want to stress. So as we discuss it through the day, through this course of the show, don't say, well, I don't know enough about it. That's why we want to have you there. That's why we, and it's not going to take up a whole day. So listen to what they have to say. The other piece I want to, before I have them introduce themselves, The lady, that Fadia, I am so impressed with her, and I met her a few years back when she was the principal at St. Agnes. But what she's trying to do with AI is bring it down to my level. This isn't what her, this is me, to Joe and Mary Sixpack, right? So that everybody understands it. And the Joe and Mary Sixpack are the people I hang with. So anyhow, Fadia, I'll have you introduce yourself and give us a little bit of a background, please.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm in great company. Adam is here with me as well. We're here to talk a little bit more about the BCC Summit that we're doing. As you said, it's in like informational session with a little bit more depth to it. We have a wonderful group, and I'll let Adam introduce the other team members. But a little bit about me. Again, my name is Fadia Rostam McDisi. I have been a resident of the Berkshire for over 23 years now. I'm a former principal at St. Agnes Academy. My background is computer science and information technology. I got my first degree from Damascus University, and I got another degree from Pennsylvania when I lived there for a couple years. I went to BCC, then I transferred to MCLA. I got my bachelor from there. I'm wrapping up my master in educational leadership, and my passion is education with technology. You know, I like to provide people with skills that can improve their lives. Many teachers, you know, ask me, I do lots of AI talk and workshops around AI. And many teachers, specifically for educators, and they ask me, do you think AI is going to come and replace me? And I absolutely say that with a confidence. No, it won't. I believe in the human connection that we all create. Without the common good that we contribute to the society, everything and anything we do is a waste of time and talent and energy. This journey that we have on Earth, it has to be focused on the common good, something that we give back and we contribute to our society. So the way I look at AI is not as someone who's going to come and destroy the world and take away our jobs. The way I look at it, because of my background in computer science and information technology, I understand the limitation. I know when the line need to be drawn. And I think AI is absolutely a wonderful tool that can help people update their skills or save time. You know, I talk to teachers about how AI can help them draft emails, you know, enhance communication, write IEP plans, you know, differentiation. I talk to people about, like, if you've been laid out of your job and you need a new job, there are tons of new opportunities that AI is offering, and it's going to be in the market. It's already in the market. You know, with all of that, I really believe that there is a fear factor there. I am an educator. You know, I don't sell any products, even AI. I'm not selling it. I just want people to understand that no matter what's your technology background, you can understand it, you can learn about it, and after that, you can decide if you want to use it or not. I have three girls, my daughters, myself and my husband, and my dog. And I think each one of us, including the dog, has their own opinion about AI. So it's okay, you know. That's the beauty of, you know, being free to form your own opinion, but not out of fear, like out of knowledge. So this is what I'm trying to do, and I'm really happy to team up with Adam and the rest of the gang and, you know, and BCC and just do this 3 hours of, like, the beginning. I hope it's going to be the beginning of many more sessions that will be more focused. Depends on what people need.
Thank you for that. Adam, tell us about yourself and this program is fascinating to me. Because it's addressing, and you articulated it so wonderfully in the prior, before going on air, for people who have no understanding of AI, and for people who have some entry level, maybe a little higher, this is a well thought out seminar. I'm speaking to my audience now. If you can make it, it's worth your time. And I'll say this now, most of you know I'm an old man. I'm 78 years old. I've got some issues from Agent Orange that are taking their toll on me. But it's important that you get up every day and you do something. AI is going to be here. It is here. Not going to. It is here. We have to understand it. We can't stumble like we did with MS-DOS for 27 years before we understood it. We have to understand it more quickly. So what I'm saying to you with my little blurb there, time is the only thing I have left. So I won't waste it, but I can guarantee you, unless I have a medical appointment, I will be there in the class with my notebook and my computer, and probably one of the guys from the radio station understands what they're saying. But Adam, before you go, I have to. You said you worked in radio. The guys, the real techies, they're brilliant. They keep me going. That when I go in the control room, they make me wear mittens. So that tells you how advanced I am. Adam Gold, please
take. Mittens for everybody's protection, right? For everybody's safety.
When I'm in there, it is.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Bill. And thank you, Fadia, for bringing me in. It's a pleasure to be here. So speaking to the summit, we've packed a lot of value into just 3 hours. So starting at 9 a.m. and then completing at 12. So, and our goal here is to, again, to reiterate just being all-inclusive for everyone to come. So if it's you have reservations about AI, or you just want to learn about it, or you're tinkering with AI and you kind of want to level up your skills, that's what this summit is for. And kind of just to reiterate, the technology is here. It's not going anywhere. It is moving at a light speed clip. So educating yourself is the best thing to do. So again, like not burying your head in the sand, and that's if you're pro AI or anti AI, just learning more about it so you can make your own judgment call on it. That's what we're here to do. And so basically, to put the program together in a nutshell, we'll be opening the keynote. I'll be addressing the audience, and we're going to have some thought leaders from across the state giving us a brief, like, 5-minute description of their views on AI and, you know, what they suggest for educating yourself. And then we're going to go into 3 different breakouts. So the first breakout, Amy Cohen, she represents an AI startup out of Boston. She's going to be basically doing the entry level to AI. And so that's discussing some fears about AI, how AI is already integrated into our society, and tools that you're using every day, Netflix, Spotify, Amazon, and then kind of understanding the benefits of AI on a higher level. So whether that be like medical benefits where companies are using AI, educational benefits where education is being democratized. Fadia knows a lot about that. And this general knowledge base of AI. And then the next level up, Fadia is taking on, and I'm really excited about it. She's doing a prompting with no tech required. So you come in with a pen and pad and you work on some prompting drills. And this will be a vibrant activity. This isn't going to be, she's just going through slides and you're just supposed to listen to everything. This is going to be a very active session. And then I'm doing a session that's a bit more advanced. So that's for people that are already tinkering with AI, and that understand a bit of prompting. I'm going to walk them through kind of how to level up their skills. And so you can come into any of these sessions, wherever you're comfortable with AI and kind of hit the ground running. And then we're going to close it out with a 30-minute panel. And so we have a gentleman from Williams College, Jerol, is going to be there. And then ourselves, myself, Fadia, and Amy are all going to be on the panel. I'm going to be moderating, and we're actually taking all of the questions from attendees, and we're organizing them, and we're going to answer the questions. So, if you sign up, you have an opportunity to ask like your most burning AI question, and ideally it's picked. And if it's not picked, we're going to be sending out an email, a follow-up email, where we answer everybody's question. So, if you sign up and you enter a question, you will get it answered. If it's not answered live at the panel, we will send you a very thoughtful answer and an email following up. So it's only $50, which we feel is a really good value for the information we're going to be distributing. So that's the summit, November 19th, Wednesday, November 19th at BCC from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And how do people sign up? And what, folks, if you, I know you're driving, you get the kids on a bus, whatever. We're going to repeat this. You'll have it in your sleep. Let's get the first one up.
So it's the website. It's on the Berkshire, the BCC website, and I can tell you the exact domain in a second, but it's
Yeah, and it's really easy for people give Adam a minute to find it. But if people go and Google BCC AI Summit, it's just gonna pop up in their face. It's gonna be the first thing to show up. And then a bunch of videos about Adam talking about AI. But the first one is gonna be about the summit. And if they click there, it will give them all the information they need, the agenda, the date, the time. And they click on register and will take them to the registration.
And I'll be trying to jump on that right after. If not, Fadi, I'll email you, sign me up.
Definitely. Yeah,
Perfect.
it's under the State of Work Summit banner. So Berkshire State of Work Summit will, if you just Google Berkshire State of Work Summit, that'll take you right there.
Berkshire State of
Of Work Summit. So that's the BCC kind of banner for their initiative for summits around the workforce.
Okay.
Then you can register. It has once you get on the landing page, it has all of the
Thank you for that.
information on the date, time, on the cost, and then all of the different speakers that we have in the programming. And then you can click on the register for the summit button, and that'll take you right to the payment page.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And
And
Mel, can you talk a little bit about my session? Just like so people know exactly what they're gonna,
Sure.
learn. So as Adam said, it's about prompt. And prompt is actually like when you go to ChatGPT or any of the learning language models, and you just type a question like, draft me an email to so and so explaining the three steps of blah, blah, blah. Or draft me a Facebook post, like I'm Maria, I have a cafe in Pittsfield, and I want to do a Facebook post about an event I'm having next month. So Maria may go and type to AI on a ChatGPT, draft me a Facebook post about my event next month. This is the information. My workshop is actually about how to ask. like how to write those prompts. That's what we
That's
call a prompt.
hugely important.
It is important because it's like in one direction, it's a clear communication. AI is like a personal assistant. So if you don't communicate clearly, they're gonna give you all sorts of information that you didn't care for. I say that to my teachers, you know, when I say, when you try to ask AI to help you with something, be as specific as you can. You know, for example, if I'm looking for a lesson plan, say, act as an eighth grade teacher, an eighth grade science teacher, help me create a lesson plan for my eighth graders on a specific subject. I mentioned the subject. And I also say, take into account that half of my students are visual learners. And take into account that I have specific resources that I want to use. And I can say, don't be shallow, dig deep, and give me resources that challenge my students. All of this creates a perfect prompt that will get us the perfect result. Other than that, our request or prompt are going to be very vague, and it's going to get us vague, you know, results. So I will be using what we call the Spark framework. And each letter stands for something that you need to feed to AI through your prompt to get the best results you're looking for without wasting your time. Because what's the point? Like, one of the things that we use AI for is to save time so we can do the things that we like to do or connect, you know, in a more human level. Because if AI can write, you know, emails for me based on what I'm actually looking for using my own voice, or create lesson plans that I can review before I share, or create a business plan for me or a Facebook post, then I will have more time to do the things that, you know, we as a human being enjoy to do more.
Interesting you say that because not long ago, a friend of mine said, "Give me an overview of teenage life today." And he said, "God, Bill, it was ridiculous." And I thought, "Well, if you asked me for an overview of teenage life, I would tell you crazy." And see, I could be AI, one word. So what? I guess. I really want to emphasize how important your and the whole seminar, but your end, how to broach the question for AI, because I mean, you're looking at a guy 78 years old who's just amazed by AI. I'm cautious of it, but I'm not afraid of it. I'm afraid there will be people who will take advantage of it.
And that's real, you know. Ethical, you know, considerations are real. Fear is real. And I think what Adam and I and the rest of the team are trying to do is just like put it all, you know, on the table and let's just, you know, talk about it. And that's why the questionnaire, like the question session and the answers is very as important as the sessions are because, you know, again, we're just trying to educate people about the skills and take out that fear or, you know, misunderstanding out of it. But, you know, ethical use has been, you know, cheating with AI, the bias in AI, those are real issues that we really need to be talking about.
And I think too, but it's like what did the doctor just tell me recently? Well, this medicine has some side effects, but they're tolerable. This will really help you out. So I think AI, let's look at it in the same vein. It has some shortcomings, but overall, from what I've been reading, just in the medical field, the breakthroughs will be astronomical. So, but Adam, there's more presenters. So give us like a 30,000 foot. We've got really an opportunity for folks to come. And by the way, in case you missed it the first time, this seminar is happening, and they're going to give you the dates and the times and the place.
That's right. Yep. November 19th, Wednesday. So it's right around the corner. I have to touch on your analogy. I like that one a lot. That's the first I've heard, the medicine. It'll help you feel better. There might be some side effects.
Yeah.
I think that nails it. I'd like to say, like, cautiously optimistic is another good framework for it. And I do, yeah, I want to kind of touch on, there's definitely some negative effects that are already coming to light with AI, and we aren't over here saying it's all unicorns and rainbows. And the environmental impact and the societal impact, we're already seeing that play out. And so I listen to these conversations with open ears, and I have to say, it all comes back to educating yourself, and knowing what's out there, and knowing what the impacts are, and so just being educated about it. So yeah, again, like the bird's eye view on the summit. Amy Cohen is coming from Boston. We're really excited to have her. She is the business development director for an AI startup in Boston called Chillwall. And they're working with different municipalities to develop an AI-driven tourism dashboard that displays different local businesses. And it helps you kind of plan an itinerary based on, like, the day that you're there. So it'll take into account, like, how many people you're with, like, what the weather's like,
Amazing.
where you're located, where you're staying, and, like, do you know, if you want to eat out, do you want to get a hamburger or do you want to get pizza? Like, these are the restaurants you should go to. And if you want to go to this other destination, like, this is the easiest one to walk to. Or if you want to take public transportation, like, you should go over here. So they're doing some really, really interesting things. I think the value proposition there is to kind of get people or get businesses in front of folks without having to do paid advertisement. And they're using AI to do that, to kind of streamline the process of getting local businesses in front of tourists and people that want to explore the city. And so she's again going to kind of do the base layer of the summit. So that's like the tier one. So I believe the name of her session is like learning about AI, or like AI 101. And so if you're again very new to the space of the technology, her breakout is going to be extremely valuable to you. And so and then yeah, Fadia's spoken to her breakout, which I'm really excited for. And then yeah, mine is for anybody that's tinkering with AI, so they kind of have a good understanding of prompting, and then getting into kind of like how to dig deeper and get the tools to work a little bit harder for you, and having the healthy skepticism on what you get back from the AI. So not just copying and pasting it. I think we've all read the headlines of the lawyers that have done that, and the doctors that have done that, and kind of the fallout that ensues. So don't be that guy or girl, basically. And be always have your critical thinking cap on. Like that, you don't get to just kind of check out and let AI do all the decision making. That has, like, really bad after effects. And yeah, so just going into that. And then again, we're really excited to be answering the community's questions. So if you have a burning question that you want answered, I mean, this is a huge value add. This is the forum to come and ask your questions, and they will be answered. If it's not answered in the live forum, then we will follow up with an email and get that answered for you. So, and the BCC team has been amazing. We hit the ground running. Everybody from the organizers to the marketing team. I just want to give a big shout out to the BCC team. And it takes a lot to kind of take a stand and want to be the go-to institution for AI in the Berkshires. And that's what they've really come out and said, like, we want to have a platform for everyone to come and learn more about AI. And so I applaud them for doing that. I think it's needed. And given the response that we've gotten from attendees and potential attendees, they were right about that. People want to learn more. For from all different walks of life. So I again, I'm very grateful to them, and very grateful to the community for being open to learning more about AI.
And I have to say this, I'm a graduate of Berkshire Community College. I know they're maybe not proud of it, but I am. But they've always been cutting edge. Really, they started the RN program. They started the criminal, the fire science program. All these programs. Now this is the future, but it's also the present. And I'm going to throw a twist to both of you. I am going to encourage parents and grandparents to get to this seminar so that they understand what their kids and grandkids understand. Because there has to be, in my humble opinion, there has to be parental oversight, at least to a certain age.
I
Now,
agree. I completely agree with you, Will. And
it's
I, you
not
know,
about.
when some of the districts, like the school district, reach out to me about workshops
Yep.
or, you know, or speaking about AI, I always, you know, I had this conversation with the superintendent of Lenox. I had it with the superintendent of Central Berkshire and some folks at Pittsfield. I think there has to be a conversation with the parents about AI. I've been talking about this for 3 years now. We need to have this conversation with the parents. We need to have this conversation with the students in specific age. You know, our children are very sophisticated. And, you know, unless we sit down and have this conversation with them, I think we are not partners in education. The students are a big part of this. We need to start treating our children as partners in their learning process and in their future. So I think this is a wonderful idea. Any process of implementing AI that doesn't include everyone involved is going to be missing and a huge opportunity for collaboration and set up for success.
And I can't stress, because we lived through it, okay? My son, we lived in Tucson, and when he was in kindergarten, they asked him, it was a half a day, if he could stay a whole day on Mondays and Wednesdays because they were going to teach him about Apple. And I thought, apples? They come from a tree. I mean, how big a tree is that? But it was Apple computers. And he's 49, so that's how long ago. But I will also carry on to tell you this: we didn't know what he was doing. But when he graduated from college, that computer literacy got him his first job at a big bank in Boston. So again, parents, we made our mistake. I didn't learn anything about computers for years after. One last story. I had a column. I had a report due for a federal judge, and all of a sudden, come up on the screen, fatal error. And I went, "What? Fatal error? What's that?" So I had to call him, and he was in high school. And I won't. And he came out, and he said, "Dad, hit F something or other, command whatever, and then print it right out." And I said, "Okay." So I did. I was okay then. But then that when I called, they had a fundraiser about a week later, and one of the people at the high school said to me, I told him it was an emergency. They said, "Mr. Sturgeon, computer illiteracy, we don't consider an emergency." So there you go. But I don't want parents to be, especially with AI. It's one thing to be on a computer, but AI, you're interacting with that computer. And as Adam has said, there's already been some horror stories. So don't. And Fadi is right. We have to be part of our own kids' learnings. We really do. I ran a violent youthful offender program, and the one thing they all had, 90 per 85% of them had IEPs. But their parents didn't care, didn't know anything about it. Let's not be those parents, please. We've got an opportunity here. Don't miss it. When we come back, they're going to tell you one more time. When is it, Adam?
November 19th, Wednesday.
At starting at,
Starting at 9 a.m. and going till 12 p.m.
and you can register to go on to be at this. And I am assuming there'll be no on-site registration that day. Everything will be pre-registered.
Yeah, pre-registration. We haven't set up a on-site day
Okay.
of, so ideally everybody goes
Okay.
to the website, and you can just Google Berkshire State of Work Summit.
Yep.
And the name of the summit is AI for All. So you can Google BCC AI for All Summit. You can Google Berkshire State of Work Summit. You can Google Berkshire State of Work Foundations of Artificial Intelligence. Any one of those combinations, and it will get you to the landing page where you can get all of the information and then click the register for the summit button on the right. And there's even an email there. If you have specific questions, you can email the BCC team. So they've been doing a great job of organizing emails, and we discuss them on meetings and stuff like that. So it's we're doors wide open, interested in questions and ideas and anything of that nature. So yeah, hopefully you can make it. Hopefully everyone listening can come out.
We're going to take a 1 minute break. Stay tuned. There's more to talk about. This AI is fascinating. And if you miss this summit, I don't miss it. You can make, there's enough time now, you can make arrangements, even at work. And we have to learn it. We really just have to learn it. It will be it's the present and quickly becoming a future that if you don't know it, you'll be talking to a person trying to make a reservation on an airplane, and they're going to think you lost your mind. Here we go. We are going to take a break. This is 89.7 WTBR. We are simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. We are also broadcasting in Southern Berkshire on 88.7 FM. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Hey, we're back. I am here today with a fascinating show. I mean, I am totally blown away. But before I forget, tomorrow is Veterans Day. Make sure. Please, the parade's at 10 o'clock in Pittsfield. There's a ceremony out at the monument on South Street. Bring your kids. Bring your grandkids. You see, patriotism is a learned trait. And as a young kid, my mother marched us down, my brother and sister and I, down every parade you could think of. My father was in every parade. So, patriotism really is a learned trait. And I don't want to talk about democracy under attack and all that. And I do say this. I really think patriotism is a losing ground. So you, parents and grandparents, and I hold grandparents responsible too. Thanks for letting me do that, boys and girls, and we can get back to AI.
Well, thank you for your service, Phil.
Well, paying it forward now. But anyhow, so... Adam, going back, BCC, and I want to pick up on this. You said it, and I wanted to not interfere. BCC, do you want to be known as the focal point in Berkshire County or Western Mass for AI education and AI experience? Because I'll help you as much as I can.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that they kind of, in a way, just like held their hand up. They didn't see anybody else doing it.
Yeah.
And so they kind of took the bull by the horns, as they say, and are saying we're gonna do like roll out these initiatives. So the Fadi is working with Ollie. I'm working on a curriculum that'll be launched in 2026. So it'll be a 10-week course,
Oh, wow.
an evening course. Yeah, so Tuesday nights from 5 to 7, and this is to get people ready to go into the workforce with AI skills in a general sense. And so, yeah, I mean the team, this is the non-accredited side of the school, and the team over there is amazing, and they just hit the ground running and have their foot on the gas, and we're putting everything together as quickly as we can. I mean, Fadia touched on it. It's like this is kind of like the year of AI. She's been talking about it for 3 years. I've been doing the same thing. Most people are not interested, haven't been that interested in it. And so now it seems like people are kind of like looking around and saying like, oh yeah, okay, this is here to stay. And I think they see the Fortune 500 companies getting serious about it, and they're starting to realize that the technology is integrated in Netflix and Spotify and Amazon already, and so it's only going to proliferate from here. And so yeah, BCC again, like they just said like this is an opportunity, and they see it being in the best interest of the community,
Oh,
kind of
absolutely.
like you spoke to it, where they started the nursing program, right? So they had the foresight to say like this is a core part of the community, and we need to address it, and we need to bring knowledge in and disseminate it, and that's what they're doing. So this, I didn't know this, but just from our conversation, it sounds like this is a playbook they've been rolling out since day one, and so they've recognized it, and they're doing what they've always done. And spearheading it.
And don't you think too that BCC is the proper place? I mean, I not because I love the place, but it's always been my experience since I went there. Even now, they let me go back on campus. President Kennedy lifted the restraining order that Klepetar put on, but it's always welcomed students of every age.
Yeah, I think BCC is perfect, Bill. I
I
think
do too.
because it's inclusive, because it's focused in the community, because it has this history of trying to make it affordable for everybody, because BCC has been trying to close that gap between technology and the workforce, between technology and liberal arts.
Yeah.
I think BCC is absolutely a perfect institute to start this.
I do too. And they have the other thing is they have the desire, and they have the people in high command there, the administration, who I hold in high esteem, even Klepetar. And he paid me to say that. No, he didn't. But Adam and Ellen and all the people, it breaks my heart that she's going to retire, but everybody has to do it. But what they do for people at BCC is they give them a career. They give them a future. When I do the weekly things, I tell people, if COVID showed us anything, it showed us the difference between careers and jobs. A lot of people lost their jobs while their careers may have moved from the office to home, but they still have a career. So AI will be the next big hurdle, I think, for people to master and say, when you apply for a job, how are you literate in AI? And you better be able to say yes. Adam, is that too big a stretch?
No, not at all. I think you nailed it. And the state of Massachusetts is looking at this from like every angle. So this isn't just a regional thing. I've been speaking with different people across the state that are on different boards and roundtables, and everyone is looking at how do we get the state AI ready. And so that's whether you're in a current role and understanding how to utilize AI. That's if you're a business owner, how to spearhead the initiative for your organization. And that's if you're coming out of high school or college. And so If you're coming out of high school or in college, like this is a perfect opportunity for you to say, like, I understand these tools, and not only do I know how to use them, but I can teach other people within the organization how to use them. And that makes you extremely valuable for a small business owner that doesn't have the time to get into the weeds on AI, and they say, okay, like I need to hire a director of marketing, or I need to hire a marketing manager, or I need to hire an HR person, or I need to hire an operations person. Like I need somebody that can do this role, but it would be amazing to have somebody that understands AI also. And so it's just adding something else to your arsenal to become valuable. Like for me, it was, I've been in digital marketing for 15 plus years, but I realized the barrier of entry to digital marketing was just going lower and lower with online learning. And so what did I do? I went to a full stack coding boot camp for 6 months. And so I came out of that. Not only do I have an expertise in digital marketing, but I can also build websites. I understand what the development team is talking about when they're talking about like the database and rolling out a new product on the website. So it's really just adding another piece to your arsenal that makes you more valuable to be hired or start a business, whatever it is you're trying to do.
And again, for those people just tuning in, it's going to be Wednesday, November 18th, 9 to noon, 9 to noon. Let me say it
19th,
again.
19th, sorry. November 19th.
19th. I'm sorry. No,
No
I have it
problem.
here, 19th.
It's
No,
okay.
I'm AI, all right. Where am I in AI, and you'll get a reading. November 19th, 9 to noon, 3 hours. And you will, I just listen to this conversation we're having. You will walk out of there, maybe not an expert, but someone who understands and can then chart their course to become an expert.
Exactly.
And as Adam is saying, they're going to be starting classes in 2026. And everybody, 2026? Dudes, it's November.
I know. She's
Well, I
already
want to thank
26.
AI for that. The old
Wow.
fat bald guy just told you this is November. So and find out you can register. Let's register. You have to register. Berkshire State of Work Summit. All right. Or AI for All. Just Google that and you'll get the website. And I can't, in case you can't tell, I can't stress this enough because I lived through it not I lived through a period I didn't understand what my son was doing. I don't want to be that way again with my grandkids. So I don't know if that makes any sense to all of you, but I, MS-DOS to me was, right, for those that don't know what MS-DOS is, forget it.
Painful. MS-DOS was painful. I'd like to add, Bill, that recently we went through kind of the shakeup with social media, and parents didn't know what their children were doing on social media, and we again saw the fallout from that. And but now, people are educated. They understand what misinformation is. They understand what these kind of like sub relationships are, full relationships are through social media and just the digital landscape. And so they know what to look for. They know what signs to look for in their children if they're kind of removing themselves from the day-to-day interactions and isolating themselves to their computers and phones. There's tools out there. So this is a similar kind of evolution, I guess you could say, in technology.
Yeah, it
And so,
is.
yeah, for parents, like just understanding what's out there and how these tools operate, maybe you are a skeptic, but just educating yourself so that you can tell, maybe your children are using ChatGPT too much, understanding what these companies are rolling out, what features they're rolling out, and to understand, like, maybe they shouldn't be using this tool anymore because this feature they rolled out isn't good for children to be on. So yeah, you touching on the parents' roles and just the knowledge that they should have around these new tools is very important.
And it goes back to the cell phones. I mean, it's okay to, in my opinion, I don't know an age that you should give a kid a cell phone. That's you're the parent. But you need to monitor that cell phone. And one thing, not to get off topic here, there's a couple of books out. One is Anxious Generation, which I've read twice now, cover to cover. It's frightening, but it's if you're a parent or a grandparent, you need to read it. And because we need to know what kiddos are doing. And I pull this from, I'm no expert, but I will tell you this. I worked with violent youthful offenders. And the one thing I learned from working with them was to listen. Not judge, not formulate your response to something you just heard that was so stupid that it was just, how could a person do it? But listen. And the highest compliment I got from a violent youthful offender was, you're the first person that's ever sat there and listened to me. So I passed that on as just experience from an old, bald, fat guy. So, Fadia, teachers, boy, they're good. They're going to be the on the forefront of delivering AI and the good, the bad, and the ugly of AI.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I think AI literacy is the new technology literacy now. We went through this, and then COVID-19 taught all of us that, we're going to have to use the technology in a way that serves our students. And to do that, we need to understand it. So many teachers during COVID had to learn so many skills to communicate with the children when they were staying home and doing online and all of that. And I think that the AI revolution is forcing all of us to understand it and learn it so we can help our children. Across the Berkshires, all the school districts are, exploring this in different levels. Some of them are teaming up with different organizations or institutes. Some of them are just, creating their own committee to look at it and get resources. I am happy, really happy, that almost every district is doing something to learn about it and implement it in some way. I was a couple of weeks ago, I was in Central Berkshire in Wakona, beautiful Wakona school, doing a presentation for, their AI committee on this. And I commend their efforts to do this within their own team and getting all the voices heard. There were people from the community, teachers, parents, technology experts. So I think it's very important for us as educators to understand it, the AI literacy, to decide as a district, how are we going to use AI that fits with our values as a community? Yeah. I think any AI strategy that's going to be pushed into our schools is going to fail. It has to come from within an understanding of what is our own value as a community and what is our culture and what is our understanding of AI to form a policy that works for us. And I think, many schools are doing it, and that's wonderful.
I think it's almost, it's wonderful, absolutely, that they recognize it. But I almost think it's mandatory now because this, and I think Adam, I'll paraphrase what Adam said, this is coming down the road like a freight train.
I think I had this, I read this article, a friend shared with me, a Harvard professor who said in 2050, we are not going to recognize education because of AI. And I don't really think we're going to wait until 2050. I think it's going to probably happen before that. The many tools, and I cannot emphasize that, the many tools, and I taught this, I've been teaching this for the last couple of years, the AI tools that can enhance teaching and learning is unbelievable. I really cannot emphasize that enough. You know, some of the programs can give you five different versions of teaching the same subject, the same content, the same materials, five different ways under a minute.
What?
That is time that, and I show this to my colleagues. I say, let's just do this. And they see it in front of their eyes, AI creating five different ways to teach a lesson. Same thing with business, but I think Adam can speak to that better than I do. In every area in our life, AI can enhance our life and our communication and our learning and teaching process.
Is it? And I just the other book I would like to mention is Raising Mentally Strong Kids. Daniel G. Amen and Charles Fay, PhD. Amen is an MD. Both of these will emphasize what they're saying, and that is you have to be able to know what your kiddos are doing online.
And we need to teach them how to do it. Like part of every workshop I do is to make teachers aware of the, you know, the flaws of AI and how to address it. You know, people say AI is gonna eliminate critical thinking. And I really think it can't be the other way around. It depends on what we teach our children. Because if you ask AI a question and you look into review before you copy and paste, which I never, never, never encourage, you are using your critical thinkings to evaluate the information. Yeah. Does that make sense? Does that fit into what I'm looking for? Yeah. Is that true? Is there a bias there? Like spotting bias is one of the most amazing critical things, thinking yeah. skills that, you know, our students can learn. So I don't really agree with the statement that AI is going to be eliminating critical thinking. Collaboration, communication, presentation. There are so many things that AI can teach. We need to understand this. We need to know the tools. We need to know the limitation so we can help others.
Don't you think some of the critical thinking will be, and you're going to teach it, what think before you ask AI? What is it you're really looking for? What is it your critical thinking? What are you trying to get out of AI? Could you say, tell me about the statistics of teenagers today? I mean, good God, there could be
crazy.
Don't turn your printer on, you'll go broke. As we kind of get to conclude here, I do want to thank you guys for coming on. And I also want to thank you for putting this, Adam, I guess you're the spearhead behind this. You just reinforced my love for BCC being on the cutting edge. I can remember when they started the cannabis course. But it's an industry today. It employs a lot of people. And again, BCC and your foresight of doing this, both of you, and bringing this very qualified team together, I think is brilliant on the college's part and on your part. And I don't want you to take this as a threat, but I am planning on attending.
Wonderful.
Hey.
I'll be the fat bald guy in the back going, don't look at me.
Let's hope that you can find your keys.
I was trained by the nuns. Again, folks, before we go, Wednesday, November 19th.
Nailed it.
9 to noon, 3 hours. And I'm going to say they're going to be action-packed. You're going to learn and take notes, bring a pad, bring a computer, whatever you want to bring. I have a iPad that's smarter than I am. But anyhow, please attend this. Parents, it's almost mandatory. Grandparents, it's highly recommended. Because a lot of grandparents take care of their kids during the day. I know a lot of my colleagues and friends and peers. So all I'm saying to you is, this is an opportunity to get your foot in the door and walk out with your whole foot smarter than the rest of your body. So with that, thank you, guys. And I say this in closing every show. God bless. And today, lift somebody up. Don't push somebody down. It's a tough world out there. We're all in this together. Let's help each other. We'll be better off for it. Thank you, guys. And thank you for doing this. And I'm going to sign right up. Otherwise, I'll call Fadi and have her do it. Take care. Adam, I'll be in touch. And cheers. I'll see that thing from the presentation.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you, everyone. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye, everybody. Bye. Thanks for all that you all, both of you, do.
Thank you.